Life isn't always what it is every day. Once you think you have it, then it slips away.
It's your turn.
Just be yourself, be it from the start, and express what's in your heart.
As a nerd turns.
As a nerd turns. As a nerd turns.
Oh yeah.
As a nerd turns.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Summer in the City Radio Theaters As the Nerd Turns, a story full of romance, nerds, and lots of stupid stuff.
Well, what a surprise! Come on in, kids!
Hi, Grandpa.
Hey, Grandpa.
Oh, Jackie, why the long face?
Jackie's in love! Jackie's in love!
Cut it out, loser!
Shh! That's enough, you two! Do you want to talk about it, Jackie? I've had my share of love trouble, too, you know.
You, Grandpa?
Yes, me.
But you're so old.
Old? Well, I wasn't always this old. I was actually your age a long, long time ago.
Attention students, the pep rally scheduled for 3:15 this afternoon is in serious jeopardy of being canceled if the students responsible for toilet papering the teacher's lounge do not come forward and confess. If they do, then please come out and support our team. What was that, Miss Periwinkle? On my shoe? Oh no, you're not. That's not a fashion statement. Well, yes, I do believe it is 2-ply, ever so lately scented. The teacher's lounge has never smelled so good. What? You mean this thing is still on?
Hey, Brittany, come here, sweetie. I saved you a seat.
Hold on, Brad. I need to talk to my friends. Just a little shop talk.
Yeah, that translates to shopping talk, right, Jamie?
Yeah, don't they ever have anything better to talk about? Like,
football! Woo, 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 woo!
Make it quick, Britt.
Hey, Vicky, don't you just love my nails?
Totally, Nikki. I, like, have never seen winking smiley faces airbrushed on fingertips before.
What do you think, Mickey?
I don't know. I, like, accidentally got one of my contacts caught in my eyelash curler this morning, so everything is, like, totally blurry. Ask Ricky.
Okay. Ricky, are they awesome or what?
Let me see them up close. Yeah, they're kind of cute.
OMG, Mickey. I love them. They're so flirty.
Thanks, Britt. Careful, they're not, like, totally dry yet.
Oh, girls, I found this cute store on Walnut Street. It sells all sorts of fabulous stuff, like designer bags, designer earrings, designer toenail stickers, designer bands.
Oh my gosh.
You watch, Jamie. Their quarterback is going to be so sacked.
I bet we shut him out.
Oh, it's the attack of the Geek Squad.
Hey, Reshevsky, did you watch episode 396 of Star Trek last night on TV?
Yes. Oh, man, Eugene. It was sweet. The best episode yet. Did you see it, Ralph?
Huh?
Never mind, Ralph.
Look, everyone, it's Nerd Nerdier and...
Get off the nerd charts.
The Three Stooge Nerds.
Did those lame-os get any geekier, Brad?
Probably.
Eugene, you better stop staring at Brittany, or Big Bad Brad will get Big Bad Mad and pulverize you. Right, Ralph? He'll pulverize him.
Huh?
Never mind, Ralph. I can't help it. She's so dreamy. She's really hot.
Eugene, what are you doing with your waffle fries?
I'm arranging them into a giant heart with a...
With a ketchup arrow through it?
Exactly. Let's walk by her table and I'll sort of tilt it slightly in her direction. Maybe it will send a subliminal message of love. Do you think she'll be impressed? I've even included a right ventricle and...
You need serious help, Eugene.
Yeah, Eugene, you need... what he said.
Don't talk, Ralph.
Hey, Brad, man, I heard Eugene is headed for a big vacation.
Big vacation? What are you... Oh, yeah. Have a nice trip, Eugene.
OMG!
Look out, Brittany.
Watch out for the flying fish.
Watch out for the flying nerd.
Ew, Eugene.
Oh, wow. Nice move, Eugene. You totally saved Brittany from a nasty food incident.
Sweet.
Hi, what? I'm so sorry, Brittany.
Klutz! Get off my girl, nerd. By the way, nice salad you're wearing.
Yeah, I never saw anyone look better in greens.
Leave him alone, Brad. He was only protecting me. If that food had landed on me instead of him, it would have been like a total fashion disaster. Do you know how much this sweater cost?
Why are you sticking up for him? He almost...
Brad, stop it.
You're lucky there are ladies present. Next time, I'm beating you to a pulp, nerd boy.
OMG, Britt, that was such a close call.
Yeah, Vicky.
For sure, Mickey.
Like, totally, Ricky.
Come on, Eugene, we'll be late for class.
Come on, Ralph.
Well, the next day was...
Sounds like Grandpa was a nerd.
Shh! What was that, dear?
That was pretty absurd, Grandpa.
Yes, it was a bit. I was really starting to fall for Brittany in more ways than one. After the pep rally, Reshevsky, Ralph, and I decided to hang out by the mall. Everyone knows that malls are chick magnets, so we hung out there while we tried to figure out a way for me to win Brittany's heart. Suddenly, out of nowhere, she appeared.
Hey, girls, look how many shoes I brought at the mall.
Wow, that's a lot.
Come on, let's go get our nails done across the street.
Ooh, look over there.
A hair extension place.
I wish Brittany would like me.
Maybe you should buy her a present, like jewelry, right, Ralph?
But we don't have any money. Wow, it's a $20 bill right in the middle of the street. This is my lucky day.
I guess it is, Eugene. Look, there she is now, crossing this very street with her ever-popular girl posse. Eugene? Eugene! Look out for the truck, Eugene!
Look out for the truck, Brittany!
Look out for the nerd, Brittany.
I got it. Excuse me, miss.
Eugene?
Brittany, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. It was an accident.
What a saint!
Thank you, Eugene. You pushed me out of the way, like, just in time to avoid a terrible disaster. One more second, and I'd be wearing tire print.
No, I was just trying to get that what? Who? Me?
Yes, you, Eugene. Just smile and look like a hero. Right, Ralph?
Huh?
Never mind, Ralph.
Later that night, when I was back home.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. R. This is Eugene. Can I talk to Reshevsky?
Sure, Eugene. Hold on a minute, please.
Hey, Eugene.
Hi. I just finished my Star Trek Scrabble game.
So, are you going to talk to Brittany at school tomorrow?
I really want to, but she probably doesn't want to talk to me. Every time I try real hard to impress her, I always screw things up. Besides, I'm a little intimidated by Brad. Hold on, I'm getting another call.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, geek, let me give you some advice. If you value your teeth, stay away from Brittany.
Who is this?
Your worst nightmare. Now stay away from Brittany, or else.
Hey, Reshevsky, are you still there?
Yeah, who was on the other line?
Not sure. I think it was Brad. He wants me to stay away from Brittany.
Reshevsky, dinner, now! Oh well, gotta go. See ya, bye.
Hey, Eugene, get down here for dinner.
I'm coming.
Hey, Eugene, if you know what's good for you, you'll pass the salt.
Don't talk to me like that. It's inappropriate.
Whatever. Hey, if that's so inappropriate, then prepare for the attack of the killer tomatoes!
What is your tomato doing on my plate?
What is your plate doing under my tomato?
Now stop fighting, kids, and don't waste good tomatoes. Those are homegrown from my Zen garden. You know, there are some kids in third world countries who never get homegrown tomatoes. You just think about that.
Your mother's right. And hey, what about those Steelers, huh?
Yeah. So, Dad, can I ask you something?
Of course, son. You can always ask your mother, who's moving to Albuquerque, kids.
Dad,
Ask her.
Who's moving to Albuquerque?
So, how was school this week, Eugene?
I fell in the cafeteria, had the whole school laughing at me, and got threatened by a jock.
Haha.
Good for you, son. And good for you. What about you, Alicia?
Well, not much. My friend was really getting on my nerves, so I threw a dictionary at her head and then went out for lunch.
Not to one of those fast food places, I hope. They say they are fast. But are they really fast? Think about it.
Also, think about taking the bus to school tomorrow, you two. I had to call an early morning practice tomorrow, so I can't drive you in.
Dad, look. There's this girl I like at school, and I don't know how to impress her, so she'll like me.
Eugene's got a girlfriend. Eugene's got a girlfriend.
Boy, Grandpa, your sister was a real pain in the butt.
All little sisters are sometimes. It's their job.
Hey!
So, the next day...
Brad, he's our man. If he can't do it, no one can.
You know what, Resh? I didn't like the way Brad looked at me the other day.
Don't worry about it. Golly jeepers, after school algebra was difficult today, huh?
Yeah, I guess. Hey, how about we cut across the football field instead of just walking all the way around?
Sure.
All right, girls. Go to the pyramid formation. Great. Make sure you stay balanced up here at the top. Make me proud.
Ooh, look, cheerleaders. Is Brittany there? Can she see us? I know she likes jocks because she likes Brad, so what totally jock thing can I do to impress her? Help me think, Rachowski. You too, Ralph. Think.
Huh?
Never mind, Ralph. Hey, aren't those hurdles over by where the cheerleaders are practicing? With a good running start, moving at approximately 275.3 meters per hour, working against a wind velocity of 7.5 knots, I could easily jump all three hurdles, factoring in temperature and barometric pressure.
I think you're impressive just the way you are, Eugene. Just be yourself.
Good job, Brittany. Steady, girl. Okay, Brit. Now move to the handstand and we'll see if it looks right.
Okay, girls, get ready to catch me if I fall.
Yeah, learn to trust, Britt. We gotcha, I think.
One, two.
Careful, Britt.
Whoa, whoa, ah!
She's falling!
Somebody catch her!
Here I go, Rachowski.
Eugene! Britt! Look up, Eugene! Look up! Now, open your arms to catch her! She's coming right at you!
Ow! That gotta hurt.
How did you get here?
I just sort of dropped in after we collided.
Britt, I'm sorry we dropped you. Are you okay?
Are you all right, Brittany? What are you doing here, Eugene? We're not having cheerleader trials today. Isn't there somewhere else you should be?
Sorry, Coach. So, Brittany, I'm really sorry. I just...
You just saved my life, that's all. Thank you, Eugene. Thank you. If you hadn't been there to catch me, I could have, like, broken an arm or a leg.
Nice bout of heroism there, Eugene. Right, Ralph?
What?
Never mind, Ralph.
Yo, Britt, football practice is over, and hey, get your hands off my girl, nerd.
Don't worry, Brad. I'm not cheating on you. Eugene just caught me as I fell off the pyramid.
I don't care. Listen, Four Eyes, I ain't putting up with you anymore.
Actually, Brad, I believe the correct term would be I'm not putting up with you anymore.
I want you out of our lives, so I'm putting you out of commission. You and me, Geek, right now. Let's take this outside.
Oh, Brad, we are outside.
You better watch your back at all times, Geek Breath. And you, Brittany, you're my girl, and don't forget it. Or I just might be forced to reveal your deepest, darkest secret to the whole world.
Brad, lay off. Would you rather I be in the hospital? What happened next?
Did you get Brittany to like you?
I'm getting to that part. By this time, I was starting to think maybe there was a little hope. I mean, she was being nice to me, so I decided to shower her with gifts so she wouldn't be able to resist my charms.
Look, Rachowski, I got Brittany the complete set of Pez Star Wars action figures, complete with gold-plated velvet-lined carrying case.
That's cool, but do you think that's a good idea? Maybe you're trying too hard, Eugene. Did you ever consider just being yourself?
You mean, like, just be myself? Let me think. No.
But I think you better wait till Brad's not around. You don't want him to see you giving anything to Brittany, right, Ralph?
Huh?
Good idea.
What's wrong with you, Brad? Stop looking at me that way. What did I do?
I don't like the way you're always defending that dumb nerd.
He saved me, multiple times. You had no reason to threaten him.
Saved you? The wimp couldn't even hold you up.
Are you calling me fat?
No, I'm just saying nobody saved anyone. You just fell on top of him.
He did more for me than you ever did.
Fine, if you think the Geek Man is so great, then you can have him. But remember, I know your little secret. And if you mess with me, I just might not be responsible for what happens to your reputation.
Oh, I see. Maybe you're just jealous. I'm out of here.
Wait, Britt. No, wait. Where are you going?
Anywhere but here. I'm sick of you.
Brittany, you come back here right now, or I swear I'll tell everyone all about you. All about you.
Brad, please don't.
Okay, Eugene. Looks like the coast is clear. Brittany is alone. Now make your move.
Groovy. Hey, Brittany.
There he goes. This is awesome. All except for that water on the floor that Eugene is about to... Watch out for the puddle on the floor, Eugene! Don't crash into the car alarm switch!
Thank you so much, Eugene. Brad was about to embarrass me in front of the entire school.
But I really didn't. You see, I meant what...
Attention boys and girls, please remain calm.
these rats are getting on my last nerve. I'd like to... What? Oh, this thing's still on?
Hey, Eugene, can you come here for a minute?
Sure, Brittany.
Way to go, Eugene. Right, Ralph?
Never mind, Ralph.
Don't try to think too hard. You might hurt yourself.
What are you doing here? Didn't I tell you to stay away from my girl? Maybe you need to think about it. From inside your locker.
No, actually, I would prefer just to get my books out of my locker, like so.
Watch the door, Eugene!
Why, you little...
Sorry, Brad. It was entirely an accident. I didn't...
All right, let's move this little meeting down to my office immediately.
Now see what you did, nerd boy.
All right, you two. Quiet. I'll deal with you in a minute.
May I have your attention, please? Before I read today's regular announcements, I'd like to... What's that, Miss Periwinkle? Excuse me, students. I'll be right back.
Hello, students. Brad Thomas here, football star and general all-around popular guy. And I have a secret that I know you'll all want to hear.
Brittany, let go!
This is Brittany Smith, and I'm here to tell you a secret. It's my secret, so I should be the one to tell it. First of all, Brad Thomas and I are through. And I have a new boyfriend, Eugene Wade.
What?
Dude. He is everything I dreamed of in a boyfriend. He is smart, nice to everyone, no matter how they treat him. Even Brad. Best of all, he's a Trekkie, just like me.
What?
What?
Yes, I'm a nerd.
OMG, we've been hanging out with a nerd?
I can't believe I lent her my designer jeans. Ew, now I'm gonna have to burn them.
I was just gonna tell them that you slept with a nightlight.
Do you really like me?
Yeah, just the way you are.
This is the happiest day of my life.
Too bad I'm moving to Albuquerque tomorrow.
What?
Didn't your parents tell you?
Aw, that's too bad, dude.
Well, like I always say, there be some sports that are painful, and the labeled delight in them sets off some kinds of baseness that are nobly undergone, and most poor matters point to rich ends.
Huh?
Never mind.
That was so sad, Grandpa.
Ice cream!
Race it to the corner.
Wait for me!
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to As the Nerd Turns, brought to you by Summer in the City's 2008 Radio Theater Workshop in cooperation with SLB Radio. Often restrictions may apply, void if necessary. Radio Theater is not responsible for death, injury, or indigestion caused by an overdose of nerdiness. If you experience loss of sight, feeling, smell, taste, or sound, please contact a doctor immediately. Thank you so much for listening to this disclaimer. Do not attempt at home without professional actor's guidance.